Dredd and Rogalski in the studio, and it's time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. So we welcome in Dr. William Miller from Adventist Health Mendocino Coast. Good morning, Dr. Miller.
Good morning.
So we'll talk about the good news we've had recently about potential vaccines for COVID-19 and also the increase in cases that we could have predicted was going to be happening this time of year.
Yes, definitely. We're seeing the rise in cases that we expected as the winter months approach. We have been predicting that this winter we would have the higher number of cases so far. And so it shouldn't be overly surprising that that's what we're seeing. I think that this is coupled by the fact that a large percentage of the Midwest, and where a lot of this is happening, has been resistant to wearing masks. Fortunately, here on the coast, we still are doing pretty good, knock on wood. We're holding our own. We have, obviously, cases, and every week we have maybe three or four or five new cases identified each week here in Fort Bragg. So not too surprising, but certainly not overwhelming our system. Last week we did admit one patient to our hospital from the community who did well, was here a few days, and then went home. So we're definitely seeing the effect that is happening elsewhere in the country. I think that it's going to be really important for people to curtail their travel plans for Thanksgiving, and I hate to say that, it's with heavy heart, but when we look at the cases that have come here on the coast, the little mini outbreaks, if you will, they've pretty much all been associated with people with family get-togethers, either people leaving the coast to go to a family gathering or having family come in. And it's really heartbreaking when we can't spend time face-to-face with our loved ones. And if we do go traveling somewhere and be with loved ones, then we really need to make sure that we wear masks around them. And that's such a weird thing, but that is the way this is currently spreading. On that backdrop, some very good news. I know that all of us have probably heard by now that last week a vaccine was approved by the FDA, and this week another vaccine was approved. And going into this months back, I was quite skeptical that these vaccines were going to be all that effective based on the initial data that was coming out. However, they both seem to be highly effective, over 90% effectiveness, which is very, very good news. The next step will be to really start producing these vaccines in high volumes, and that, of course, is going to take time to ramp up vaccine production in a short time for these new vaccines. As I'm sure everybody's heard, initially it will be offered to healthcare workers and other essential people in government, police and fire, people like that. Probably it will also be preferentially sent to areas with high prevalence. And just like we saw with masks, just like we saw with testing, when we started off with testing, it was really hard for us to get it out here on the coast because we didn't have a high prevalence. And so I'm expecting that we will not be first on the list to get the vaccine out here. It'll take time for us to get it, probably places where there are very high incidents and hospitals are overwhelmed. They're the ones who are really going to need it first. But I expect that probably some come January maybe or early February, we'll have it out here for our healthcare providers. And then probably by April or maybe June, we'll have it for the general public. Those are some very preliminary predictions.
Sure.
Hard to say. You know, this entire COVID pandemic has been fraught with challenges of coordination and logistics of getting supplies around to where they are needed. So we'll see how things go.
One question I had for you, Doctor, was there's talk that some of these vaccines, people are going to have to get a couple of doses, not one. Could you speak to that?
So I need to find out a little bit more about what this most recent vaccine the dynamics of this most recent vaccine are, and whether or not there's going to need to be a booster. I just need to look that up myself before I can answer that. The initial thought with the vaccine that was approved last week was, I believe, that you'd have to have a booster in about 3 months.
But good news nonetheless.
Yes, very good news.
Yes. Well, thank you, Doctor, for giving us that positive side to all of this morning.
Yes, and I'm going to put in my Miller report in the newspaper for this week a lot more detail about the vaccine. And also, as you probably all know, Governor Newsom is going to be announcing some additional restrictions in the next few days. And those restrictions may be fairly extreme. And so we need to keep an eye on what the requirements are for us. Obviously, here at the hospital, we've never let our guard down. We remain very vigilant, and we will continue to be prepared in case there are significant increases here.
Dr. Miller, thank you as always for coming on the air here on Tuesdays here on the coast on the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the coast.